But let's look ahead to the Championship back this weekend. Leeds United, of course, going to Saturday's game at Elland Road in really high spirits, sat third in the division. Nigel Clough's Burton Albion are the visitors. Let's find out how life is for the Brewers at the moment. We're joined by Joshua Murray from the Burton Mail. Josh, good afternoon.
How are you, Andy? All right?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks. And your start to the season, how are you feeling after that? The way I see it, you've got one league win, but you're doing all right in the Carabao Cup so far.
Yeah. I think there's a real positivity around the Premier League sort of from the week or so before the international break. Really, I mean they had a tough start, sort of beaten last minute by Cardiff on the opening day, and then they had back-to-back trips to Hull and Middlesbrough. Got a couple of red cards in those games, and you know, so 3 games in the league, they'd lost all 3, and you know it felt like a tough start. But then they beat Birmingham in the league, and then they beat Cardiff in the second round of the Carabao Cup, and have booked themselves a trip to Manchester United, which I think automatically sort of gave everyone a bit of a lift. And then they got a good draw against Sheffield Wednesday before the break. So it's 3 games unbeaten, and I think with a few players coming back from injury and suspension and a few new transfers in as well, I think everything's looking up as the season progresses.
Do you get a slight feeling, Josh, with the international break, it might have come at the wrong time for Burton?
I think you can look at it both ways. I think in terms of the momentum they were building, I think they were building that momentum. So potentially, you know, obviously it stops it a little bit. But I think on the flip side, as Nigel Clough said, you know, they did have a few injuries. They had Hope Akpan has been out suspended, and obviously they wanted to get another sort of 2 or 3 new faces in as well. So I think actually probably overall it did come at a good time for them. It's allowed those bodies to rest, to bring those new faces in, and to sort everybody get everybody on the same page ahead of the Leeds game.
With those new faces in, I noticed Burton have been quite busy. A familiar face for those of us in West Yorkshire, Sean Scannell, is currently at Burton. But also the window has seen losses. I mean, Jackson Irvine, I know how he really controlled the middle of the park for your boys. But unfortunately, now he's gone, he's a Hull City player.
Yes, I think, you know, if you'd asked fans, you know, back at the start of the summer, back in May, you know, who was the one player who was probably most likely to go, I think most would have picked out Jackson Irvine. He was, as you say, brilliant last season. Obviously, got that last gasp winner up at Huddersfield, which was one of his many sort of crucial goals. But obviously, with that, those sort of performances came the interest and the speculation. And he was left out of the squad for the last game against Sheffield Wednesday with those talks on going at Hull, and now he's gone there for a club record deal. It is a loss. You know, he was the driving force in that midfield. He was the top scorer. He got energy across the park. But I think, you know, it was a good move for him in this time of his career. Burton have obviously, you know, done well in terms of the deal, but also that they'd look to replace him. I think earlier in the summer they brought in Matty Lund from Rochdale, who's a similar sort of box-to-box midfielder. They brought Hope Akpan and Luke Murphy in as well. And then also Jamie Allen, also from Rochdale, they signed on deadline day. So they've, you know, they've worked hard to replace him and to make sure the quality is there. Obviously, time will tell sort of whether the void is left or whether Allen and Lund, etc., can sort of step into that void.
So what about Saturday's game then? How do you see Nigel Clough going to play this? I know you guys can really close things up when you feel you're at an away ground where it might be quite tough and you need to quieten the crowd down maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I think, to be fair, I mean, Nigel Clough has sort of mentioned it this morning in the press conference. They learnt that lesson really at Elland Road last season. They were, you know, they matched Leeds toe-to-toe sort of for 80 minutes there and played really well, and it was 0-0, and probably in hindsight would have said, OK, with 10 minutes to go against such a good side, we'll take the draw and be happy with a point. But they pushed a little bit too much, left themselves open, and Leeds scored twice in the last 10 minutes. And they learnt that lesson and took it into the rest of the season. So, yeah, you know, there will be a tightness, I think, to them to make sure that they don't leave themselves too open. And they brought John Brayford in on deadline day as well. So they've got, you know, good versatility and good depth in the defence. But you know, they still like to take the game to teams. They like to be open. They like to hit on the counter, and I think with that momentum building, like I say, there is a belief there as well for them that they can go there and get a result.
So for those listening to Radio Yorkshire on Saturday, Josh, if you were to target a player maybe two that they should be listening out for that Leeds need to close down, who would you say that is?
Judging from the season so far, I think Lucas Akins, you know, is pretty crucial to Burton's efforts. He's sort of one of the big success stories at Burton, to be honest. He's one of the players who was there in the season when they won the League Two title, has been a mainstay throughout sort of their promotions and their rise into the Championship. He's one of the most versatile players as well. He's played sort of right wing back on the right wing, but he's mainly been a striker this season so far, and his sort of physical presence up front is crucial. He holds the ball up well. And he's got the strength to sort of also make an impact and bring other players into it. I think Nigel Clough has said he's been Burton's best player so far this season, and a lot of the attacks go through him. So if Akins can play well at the weekend, he'll give Burton a platform at the right end of the pitch, and they'll have a good chance of getting a result against a Leeds side who obviously have fine form.
Well, we'll find out if Leeds United can close down the former Huddersfield player Lucas Akins when Leeds take on Burton. Elland Road, 3 o'clock kickoff. We'll bring you the game on Radio Yorkshire. It's been great to get you on, though, to talk Burton. Josh Murray from the Burton Mail, thank you for joining us.
Cheers, Andy.